It's 10 o'clock Greenwich Mean Time, and this is Radio St. Helena. Everyone, and welcome to Radio St. Helena. I hope you've had an enjoyable Christmas up to the moment. I'm Tony Liu, and my second name is Music. I've been involved in radio for a while now, and I've watched the development of music and how musicians become famous through their hard work in making music for the rest of us to enjoy and be happy. I get very excited and engrossed sometimes when my favorite singer reaches the number one hit or position in the charts. In the Music Hit Parade of Britain, I listen very often. And I thought for the last time on the show, I should allow you to hear all the top songs played from the station since 1967. I'm using the top charts from 1967 until today, 2012. The big hits of 1967 will come your way within 45 minutes from now. So I'll stop at just on 15 minutes after the hour of 10 o'clock. This is my first one, Smokey Robinson and the Miracles from 1967. From 1967, Smokey Robinson and Miracles on Radio St. Helena, the countdown for the last program. This is a song that you should know. It's been played many times, Percy Sledge, When a Man Loves a Woman, from 1968. It's a song from 1968, Percy Sledge, and a well-known love song. It's 5 minutes after 10.
This has been the nation's station for 45 years, and at midnight we say goodbye and farewell.
At one of Eddie Grant's first numbers that he made, Baby Come Back, and I remember that way back in 1968, and that's the year. But what about this? Elvis Presley for 1969 and Suspicious Mind.
We're caught in a trap. I can't walk out because I love you too much, baby. Why can't you see what you're doing to me? When you don't believe a word I say, we can't go on together with suspicious minds, and we can build our dreams on suspicious. Say hello. Would I still see suspicion in your eyes?
From 1969 and Elvis Presley and Suspicious Mind, a minute run on the Hit Parade on Radio St. Helena, the last program forever and ever. This is number 1970, the year when it was really good. Going for Norman Gone Burn, whatever, and Spirit in the Sky. A really good number to do anything with. It's 8 minutes after the hour of 10 o'clock, and this is Radio St. Helena with Tony Leo. For 1970, Norman Greenbaum and Spirit in the Skies.
They are closing your radio station, the People's Station. But remember us as the best companion you ever had for 45 years. That song we knew so well, it'll be sung wherever we went. Creedence Clearwater Revival, Sweet Hitchhiker. What about this one by the Chicory Tip? That was a good one as well, in 1972. You are hearing it for the last time. All of these songs have been played on Radio St. Helena throughout the years for 45 years.
To me, we got a happy life from right.
a few songs for a minute or so on the Minute Run on the Hit Parade from 1967 to 2012. That was 1972 and Chicory Tip. Marvin Gaye came up on 1973 with this song. He made many, of course, but this was one of the better ones. Clock is ticking away for Radio St. Helena. 1 minute has gone on that song for Marvin Gaye from 1973. That's the year that I came on the scene at Radio St. Helena. What about this one, though, for 1974? It's been played many times in recent days, even today. It's Mud, All About Christmas.
Try to imagine house that's not a home. Try to imagine the Christmas all alone. That's where I'll be since you left me. My tears could melt the snow. What can I do without you? I've got no place, no place to go. It'll be lonely this Christmas without you. It'll be lonely this Christmas, lonely and cold. It'll be cold, so cold, without you to hold.
That's a song that has been played many times since it was made in 1974. This is a Hit Parade and all the good old songs come your way, the top of the charts for each year of our existence, and we're up to 74. And that song's been played many, many times, and I hope you're not lonely this Christmas. And, you know, if you're listening then, and I know that Charmaine Salt is listening, thank you for your comments, Charmaine, about me and the programs. Follow me wherever I go, are you? Things I see.
As the old song goes, the times they are a-changing. This station is changing hands with another radio station that will keep your days bright and make the stars shine on you at night.
Night, yes, a night to remember is tonight. It's the last night for me, for everybody else, and for Radio St. Helena. That song from 1975 and the Four Seasons, and A Night to Remember, 1963. They were on top of the charts for 2 years straight in 1976. So we move straight on to 1977 and ABBA and Knowing Me, Knowing You, another familiar song. I'm afraid I've just gone off air. My computer has just stopped on me and it is configuring something. So I'll just have to play a piece of music. That shouldn't have happened, but it happened at the very moment that it shouldn't. My apologies there for breaking transmission from the show that I was doing. It had to happen at the last moment. I think that was all planned, but my computer just went down, rebooted, and it's coming up just now. And I'll be with you in a couple of moments from now, hopefully. Fingers crossed.
Yeah.
The Lion Sleeps Tonight. We'll have to go sleep just now. I'll put my lion to bed. This is Tony Lee with the rundown of golden hits from 1967 to this very day. And I was on to 1973. I'll move on now very quickly to this song. John Travolta. I beg your pardon, John Lennon. You see, things are not going right at all.
Woman, I can hardly express my mixed emotions and my thoughtlessness. After all, I'm forever in your debt. And woman, I will try to express my inner feeling.
That's John Lennon and Woman, a minute run, but I've lost a couple of minutes, so I've had to make up. I'm now on to 1982. And from John Lennon and Woman, this is Shakin' Stevens and Oh Julie. Shakin' Stevens and Oh Julie, a song from 1982. Of course, there were many for 1982. That's the year when I remember collecting a lot of hits from London record shop and playing them. From that, onto something else. It's 25 minutes after the hour of 10 o'clock.
You're listening to the last show on Radio St. Helena, a show that comes straight from the heart.
This is Tony Leo on the rundown of golden hits from 1967 to this very day, this very moment in time. And so much music, a wealth of music is in this place, in our libraries, and all of these that I'm playing have been played before. This is Van Halen and a little bit of just him and his rockin' song, because you're always rockin' it easy with Radio St. Helena, but not anymore. Oh yes, from 1984, from the rockin' song of Van Halen and Jump. This is James Brown, or Godfather of Soul, from 1986. Living in America from Brother of Soul, or the Godfather of Soul, James Brown. And this is Tiffany from 1988. And you're listening to it for the last show on Radio St. Helena. That's Tiffany from 1988, and she ran parallel the next year, following up 1989, Samantha Fox. She was there as well with her number one, and it was so good to listen to her. It's still being played up to this very day, and still enjoyed, of course. The songs you know so well over the years of 1967, Samantha Fox in 1989, and I Only Want to Be With You. I am with you. Stay with me on 1548 until 12 o'clock. You don't know what you're going to be missing.
Tomorrow morning, you will wake up to a new day, but with something missing in your life. The sound of Radio St. Helena.
What about Bartman? This was something that got worn out from time to time on the station. The Simpsons. Do the Bartman.
Yo, hey, what's happening, dude? I'm a guy with a rep for being rude, terrorizing people wherever I go. It's not intentional, just keeping the flow. Picks and test scores to get the best. Dropping banana peels all over the floor. I'm the kid that made the delinquency an art. Last name Simpson, first name Bart. I'm here today to introduce the next phase, the next step in the big Bart craze. I got a dance real easy to do. I learned it with no rhythm and so can you. Ooh, so move your body if you got the notion. Front to back in a rock-like motion. Now that you got it, if you think you can, do it to the news, that's the Bart man.
Everybody, if you can do the Bartman, whoa. Shake your body, turn it out if you can.
Kick it out, man.
Put it back to the side if you can.
Bartman.
Everybody in the house to the Bartman.
What memories from songs on days gone by. Michael Jackson was a prominent figure in the music world, especially here at Radio St. Helena, and there are so many records round the back and so many CDs on the shelf, including this one.
We'll be right back.
I don't mind if you're black or white and where you're listening and who you're listening it with too. Because this is a 1992 number from Michael Jackson, and Paul McCartney was also a great artist that featured on so many records like this.
Your hand, I will understand. I will understand someday, one day. You will understand always, always from now until then. When it will be right, I don't know. What it will be like, I don't know. We live in hope of deliverance from the darkness that surrounds us. Hope of deliverance. Hope of deliverance. Hope of deliverance from the darkness that surrounds us. And I wouldn't mind. That you wouldn't mind going, going.
A delivery by Mr. McCartney. And he is one of the Beatles. This is Tom Petty, 1995. It's good to be a king.
It's good to get high and never come down. It's good to be king of your own little town. Yeah, the world would swing.
Okay, don't get used to it, because that's 1995. You're moving on to 1996. A trail of golden hits from 1967 to the day. This is George Michael, and I like George Michael. A lot of people do. But this is a hit for him in that year, 1996. I don't want to hear all of it, but I'm sorry, I can't give it to you because time is moving on. A minute run on the Golden Hit Parade on Radio St. Helena. The Backstreet Boys now from 1997.
Nothing's like it used to be. Sometimes I wish I could.
I'm not quit playing games with your heart. I'm not playing games at all. I'm doing something very serious tonight, and I've only got another 22 minutes on the show of this golden hits of running down the years from 1967.
What has been written has been written. Thou shalt close this station, and I will give you a new one.
The Lighthouse Family. A very solemn song, but it's a good one. From 1998.
When you're close to tears, remember, someday it'll all be over. One day we're gonna get so high. Though it's darker than December, what's ahead is a different color. One day we're gonna get so high. And at the end of the day, made it through, and at the end of the day, remember the way we stayed so close till the end. We remember it was me and you, 'cause we are gonna be together.
That's a song I used to sing along with, although I didn't know the words great, but it was good, and you used to sing as well, didn't you? That was the Lighthouse Family. Moving on to 1999 and Roland Keating. Oh, there's a song that I will always cherish. You will as well. It's good.
It's amazing how you can speak right to my heart. Without saying a word, you can light up the dark. Try as I may, I can never explain what I hear when you don't say a thing. The smile on your face lets me know that you need me. There's a truth in your eyes saying you'll never leave me. The touch of your hand says you'll catch me wherever I fall.
You say it best when you say nothing at all.
And you haven't said anything yet. I'm saying it all from here, and I'm saying something that the year 2000, Gabriel was there. Gabriel played such a lovely part in the songs, and oh, so many. But Rise, Gabriel, you remember it? 2000, was it? Millennium year?
I know that it's over, but I can't believe it did. They say that time's a healer. You. It's gonna take time, I know that I get over you. Look at my life, look at my heart. I have seen the fall apart. Now I'm ready to rise again. Just look at my
I don't know if you're like me. I've been catching up on some of the words of the songs I've been playing, and I didn't choose them to play at that way. I played them in order, and it's just that some of those songs, the words are so fitting. This one is Love Don't Cost a Thing, Jennifer Lopez, from 2001. That's the year. Yeah.
Up in the Escalade, for the W game to the ballet. Knew that it was game when you looked at me, pulling up your sleeve so I could see the rollerblade. So you later in the corner booth, grazing up a toast so I would notice you. But your heart's a mess, think you ought to know. Doesn't matter if you're balling out of control.
All that you see is that you treat me right. Give me all the things I need that money can't buy.
Love Don't Cost a Thing, coming from Jennifer Lopez, and that was the year 2001. Enrique Iglesias, such a good singer, and he gets right to your heart. You know this one. It's like you and me. Everybody's a hero.
If I asked you to dance, would you run and never look back? Would you cry if you saw me crying? And would you save my soul tonight? Would you tremble if I touched your lips? Or would you laugh? Oh, please tell me this. Now would you die for the one you love? Hold me in your arms tonight. I can be your hero, baby.
Oh, yes, I can be your hero, baby. 15 minutes before 11, had an email in from Simon Pipe in the UK, and he said that, you know, it's sad for him. He remembers Radio St. Helena. He's got fond memories of the things he did here whilst he was on St. Helena, and he also remembers the great archives we've got. And I don't know if he's listening, but if you are listening, then all the very best for you. Let me play the Bee Gees for anyone listening, because the Bee Gees was the heart of anybody's music show. 2003. Please read me. Read my lips. Got an email in from two people who used to do a program here, Barry and Thelma Thomas, and they used to do a jolly good show to have fond memories of the past years, and they enjoyed their programs, and very sorry they are unable to do it this Christmas. Their memories are with everybody, and especially Radio St. Helena. From 2004, this is a little song that I like, and I hope you like it as well. Stay on this channel, stay with me on 1548 tonight as we play the final moments of Radio St. Helena, and it's closing down. That's a hit from 2004, and you heard it on the rundown of Golden Hits.
Don't Cry For Me, Argentina is a well-known song. So don't cry for me, Radio Centralina, when I'm gone.
My life is brilliant. Is brilliant, my love is pure. I saw an angel of that, I'm sure. She smiled at me on the subway. She was with another man, but I won't lose no sleep on that, 'cause I've got a plan. You're beautiful, you're beautiful. You're beautiful, it's true. I saw your face in a crowded place, and I don't know what to do, 'cause I'll never be with you. Yes, she caught my eye as we walked on by. She could see from my face that I was flying high, and I don't.
James Blunt is not too blunt after all. He made some, a whole stream of hits. That's from 2006. It's 10 minutes before 11 o'clock, and you're listening to a stream of golden hits from that year.
You're such a big star to me. You're everything I wanna be, but you're stuck in a hole, and I want you to get out. I don't know what there is to see, but I know it's time for you to leave. We're all just pushing along, trying to figure it out. Out, out, out. All your anticipation pulls you down, when you can have it all. You can have it all. So hard on yourself, it's not good for your health. I know that you can change, so clear your head and come round. You only have to open your eyes, you might just get a big surprise.
Okay, if you open your eyes, you get a big surprise. Don't look anywhere but your radio. Your little tranny on tonight for the last time, 1548. That was 2007. Take that. And this is Amy Winehouse coming up on 2008. A stream of golden hits on Radio St. Helena at 9 minutes before the hour of 11 o'clock. On the servers of Radio St. Helena, on the stream of golden hits. And this is 2009, and oh, you remember it, Lady Gaga?
Oh, red wine. I've had a little bit too much. out.
Oh, oh, oh.
How'd I turn my shirt?
Music Power Play, a 1 minute run of golden hits, and that's Lady Gaga. And this song has been played many, many times over the last few days, of course. Christmas from 2010, Chris Rea, and Driving Home for Christmas.
Those faces. I'm driving home for Christmas, yeah. Well, I'm moving down that line, and it's been so long, but I will be there. I sing this song to pass the time. Driving home for Christmas. It's gonna take some time, but I'll get there. Top to toe and tailbacks. Oh, I got red lights all around, but soon there'll be a freeway.
You must know that one off by heart. It's Chris Rea and Driving Home for Christmas. It's been used over the last couple of days, run up to today, and also in the year 2010, Mons May hit a great hit for him. This is 2011 at 4.5 minutes before the hour of 10 o'clock. Time is moving on, isn't it?
I take a look at the driver next to me. He's just the same.
Okay, it's a song for 2011, just on our doorstep to 2013. We don't know what's going to happen then in the music world, but I can tell you for 2012, it was Bruno Mars, which will come up right after this.
Happy birthday, Radio St. Helena. You are 45 years old today, and tonight you will be slaughtered, as it is written, so that the book can be fulfilled.
Swim!
Okay, it's time for me to go. It's time for me to shut up. Don't say anything more. You might be hearing me. I can tell you it's 11 o'clock here and time is moving on. 1 hour before the switches will be pulled and the station will be closing down. Let me play this last song to you. Okay, time is up for me. I've played you a number of hits from 1967 until this very day, 2012, and we wait in anticipation to see who's going to get on top of the hit parade for 2013 in January. I don't know if Radio St. Helena will have, I don't expect to, I don't think they will ever be playing any hits from any of the hit parades on the station again, but some other stations might, you never know. Now, my name is Tony Lee, and I say hello to new listeners who've just joined me on 1548, and a very warm welcome if you've just joined me on this service. It's the final hour of transmission from the station, commonly known as Radio St. Helena. I'm Tony Lee, and I was asked by the media board if I would consider closing the station at the given time of midnight on the 25th of December. I considered it and agreed to do the honours. I have so many fond memories of this place over the last 45 years. What is it that listeners would want me to say or do at this time? I'm calling this last 2 hours of transmission the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. Somebody has to end it. There are so many very regular listeners who've used the station as the only means of keeping in touch, and very soon this wavelength will be silent, never to murmur another word. This station could not have survived without the help and assistance of so many people over the years, and I dare not name any. You can cast your mind back in time and probably remember the names of the people who were presenters, or as they were called, co-presenters, and in some stages when they just held the records to people. People who just liked being in the studio, watching how it all happened. Many are overseas and others have passed through this world and may be still picking up this transmission. Who knows? In the time left before the closure of the station, let us reflect for a moment as to how Radio St. Helena actually got started and by whom. How many of you have or can still remember this?
Thank you. This is the St. Helena Government Broadcasting Service, operating in the medium wave band on a frequency of 1548 kilohertz, 194 meters.
The familiar call-ups that were used time and time again, and the telephone is going, the familiar call-ups that were used time and time again from the station, every time they open, and that wasn't the original that you just heard. To be truthful, I've spent quite some time in the museum in Jamestown trying to find old recordings, including the original 11 bugle calls, followed by the voice of the late George Lawrence over the Grenadier Guards of Life Over the Ocean Wave. But it was like looking for a needle in a haystack, and the recordings could not be located from hundreds of recordings that somehow got mixed up in transit from Radio St. Helena to the museum. The recorded archives of Radio St. Helena has been handed over to the museum to be digitalized. All recordings are in real time, so with 45 years of tape recordings maybe, it will take a whole lifetime of a person processing or digitalizing the recordings onto hard drive every day, but that's another story. The archives contain some remarkable interviews, talks, discussions, speeches by very important people, locally produced quiz programs, transmission of live relay events, the voices of Prince and Princess Napoleon, an interview with Prince Andrew and his visit here in 1984, and more recently, the Princess Royal. The locally written and performed musical fibre, a Paramount Cinema stage production of The Slave Song, produced by the late Professor Keith Yon. And what about the recordings of concerts, of local bands, and a lot of local talent? It's all on tape. So for 45 years, this island has been blessed with a fine radio station that has been admired and envied by many people. Just about every radio station uses music, and rightly so, because it acts as a carrier for whatever is to follow. And there are all kinds of music. I would like to play a few bars of this by Andrea Porcello, and I think this sums it up all.
Say goodbye.
nice piece of music and so fitting words, Andrew Porcelli, and time to say goodbye. Well, how did it all start at Radio St. Helena and by whom? Do apologize for the break. Piece of paper seemed to slip from somewhere else. Now, I'm not sure if this is absolutely correct, but I was told that this station was hatched up quite by accident in conversation at a golf club at Longwood between the late George Lawrence, who loved a game of golf, and a man by the name of George Barrett from the Diplomatic Wireless Relay Service. He was an engineer, and he was a figurehead in the Diplomatic Wireless Relay Service on St. Helena. Not only him, but another man by the name of Roland Whiting. He was a station manager of some kind at DWRS, whose headquarters was set up at Bradley's. DWRS staff and their families were from the UK, and they missed the newspapers, they missed fresh milk, and they missed the television service, and of course the radio. And they were bored stiff, especially the wives who resided at Piccolo Hill. However, conversation at the golf club that Sunday afternoon was centered around a radio station on St. Helena, and George Lawrence was asked if he thought the St. Helena government would accept a local radio station to transmit some kind of entertainment to the people of the island, to which George Lawrence said, "Yes, I would thought they would. I will intercede at the castle." And so he did. It appeared that many discussions for a radio station to take place, and finally approval was given by London. And they had to be, London had to be informed of this, of course, and they also had to cough up the finance for the project. From those discussions, sometime in 1965, those few words took on a development phase. There were many hurdles to cross, and the Home Office in London were kept informed and up to date on how the station should be set up, and assistance would be given by the Diplomatic Wireless Relay Station personnel. The St. Helena government would be required to bear the recurrent costs. Apparently, the green light was given, and the DWRS engineers were tasked in getting to the island some old broadcast equipment and transmitters. Of course, much work had to be done, as this equipment was old, and many burnt-out wires had to be replaced. This was General Electric equipment consisting of two amplifiers, a four-channel mixer, two modulators, and two 214 communication transmitters that were used in meeting wave. And these transmitters were used in Northern Ireland to block out transmissions of the Northern Ireland transmission during the conflict in 1967. These transmitters were modified, and the frequency of 1511 kilohertz, 200 meters, were allocated. 10 years after using 1511 kilohertz, this frequency was changed to 1548 kilohertz, 194 meters, to coincide with the world change of frequencies. However, after the equipment was set up and running, a place had to be found so that the transmission of tests could be made. Longwood Farmhouse was earmarked. Two large bamboo poles were used as aerials at the time, and many tests were carried out that proved successful, but the big problem was getting the transmission over the whole of the island and not in Longwood. Let me take a break and play this for you. This is an appropriate piece of music that I think you will agree. Throughout the night, I've been playing music that matters. And this is a piece of music that you should keep in mind tonight.
And now the end is near, and so I face the final curtain. My friend, I'll say it clear, I'll state my case, of which I'm certain. I've lived a life that's full, I traveled each and every highway, and more, much more than this, I did it my way. I've had a few, but then again, too few to mention. I did what I had to do and saw it through without exemption. I planned each charted course, each careful step along the byway, and more, much more than this, I did it my way. Yes, there were times, I'm sure you knew, when I bit off more than I could chew. But through it all, when there was doubt, I ate it up and spit it out. I faced it all and I stood tall and did it my way. I've loved, I've laughed and cried, I've had my fill, my share of losing, and now, as tears subside, I find it all so amusing to think I did all that, and may I say, not in a shy way. Oh no, not me. I did it my way. For what is a man? What has he got? If not himself, then he has not to say.
No getting away from it, Mr. Frank Sinatra, and I did it my way. There are far too many people who do things their way nowadays. Hope you remembered the words as well. Now then, after many transmission tests, a survey showed that the equipment had to be relocated more to the central part of the island and on higher ground, hence the reason for the station to be in this area in Country School. A forest of wide-eaten blackwood trees were cut down, plans were drawn up, and the construction of a building commenced under the leadership of the mason, the late Harry Yon. And I heard this afternoon that a person rang in to say he was one of the junior masons at the time. So that is good. You are still listening and you're still around. The capital cost of the construction of the station building alone was an estimate of £5,500, and this came from the Colonial Development and Welfare Fund. Concrete blocks were 9 pence each. I'm talking about the old money, 9 pence, the old pence each at the time. The transmitters and other equipment procured to set up the station were 2 ribbon microphones, 2 ferrograph tape recorders and 2 transcription turntables, a General Electric 4-channel mixing panel, a drive power pack, a Wharfdale loudspeaker, and the costs of which were borne all by DWRS, the Diplomatic Wireless Relay Service. In addition, the invaluable technical advice and assistance already given by the DWRS at the onset would continue for a number of years with free maintenance of the station. And this took place up to 1977 when DWRS folded up the activities on St. Helena. Approval was only given for the radio station to transmit programs of an informative and educational nature, hence the Tuesday and Friday morning schools broadcasts. The station would also be used on occasions for government announcements, news bulletins, and items of local interest. The major part of the programs were taken up by the BBC Transcription Record Service, and these are special records of the best programs produced by the BBC in different fields of broadcasting that were made available for overseas studios. In order to gain experience for schools broadcasts and general studio work, Alan Johns, the education officer at the time on St. Helena, when he went overseas on leave, he was attached to the BBC Schools Broadcast Department for a short period during his leave. Let's play this to bring things to mind again.
When no one else can understand me, when everything I do is wrong, you give me hope and consolation. You give me strength to carry on. You smile, the world is brighter. You touch my hand and I'm a king. Your kiss to me is worth a fortune. Your love for me is everything. I guess I'll never.
The great singer Elvis Presley and The Wonder of You. It was on the 24th of May 1967, and from the station, from 8 o'clock until 10 o'clock, test transmissions were carried out. Tests were ongoing, and on the 22nd of July, from 5 o'clock in the afternoon, the weekend special program took the air and was presented by Rex Duncan. And in fact, I heard his voice this afternoon, way back in UK. Here's a St. Lenin who worked with the engineers at DWRS at the time. He had itchy feet to get on air and was granted permission and transmitted an hour of entertainment on a Saturday afternoon. On the 12th of August, the first school's broadcast took the air on 1510 kilohertz, that's 200 meters. On Saturday, the 19th of August, the first live performance of a musical program took the air from the station in the passageway or hall of the station by the Hellbeats, a St. Lenin pop group of four people: Kevin Yon or Kevin Yon, lead guitar, Norman Yon, rhythm guitar, George Stevens on the bass, and Desmond Liu on the drums. By this time, the island listeners rose and gave praise to all concerned, as they have never heard anything like it before of this kind locally produced on St. Helena, and also heard. The need to listen to Radio St. Helena, or as it was called, the St. Helena Government Broadcasting Service or station, was so great that many people bought small radio station receivers from the Philips shop in China Lane, if they were available, and very often they ran out. All activities with regard to tests and transmission of programs from the station were entered in a logbook. The log showed that many times the transmission was disrupted due to power outages. It would appear that the electricity supply to Pouncey's area were not reaching the correct voltage level and drove the equipment to drive the equipment in the station, and after a short while the transmitters would either trip or had to be reset. According to the logbook, there were many faults with the electricity and many apologies had to be made by presenters. Listeners soon got used to the idea of waiting until the program came back on air. Eventually, the power supply to the area was upgraded by a radio, but a radio presenter had to watch the meter, which was called a VU meter, on the mixing panel to make sure he didn't overmodulate. If he did, then the transmitters would trip again. I'm going to play another piece of music. Now, this piece of music is by a well-known man, Johnny Cash. And I think you will agree, he does a good job with the song.
Don't look so sad. I know it's over, but life goes on, and this old world we'll keep on turning. Let's just be glad we had some time to spend together. There's no need to watch the bridges that we're burning. Lay your head up on my pillow, hold your warm and tender body close to mine. Hear the whisper of the raindrops blowing soft against the window, and make believe you'll love me one more time. For the good times, I'll get along. You'll find another, and I'll be here if you should find you ever need me. Don't say a word about tomorrow or forever. There'll be time enough for sadness when you leave me. Lay your head up on my pillow, hold your warm and tender body close to mine. Hear the whisper of the raindrops blowing soft against the window, and make believe you'll love me one more time. For the good time,
well, what can I say, for the good times, Johnny Cash. And of course, Johnny Cash is an old singer, and you can hear he's getting old, just like the station, but he's older than 45 years. So after a few months of getting used to the equipment and programs with a handful of presenters, the official opening of the station was announced. It was to be named the St. Helena Government Broadcasting Station, and it was officially opened by His Excellency Sir Dermot Murphy at 09:45 hours on the 25th of December 1967, which is Christmas Day. That recording of the opening speech cannot be located at this time. The official registration consisted of 11 bugle calls you heard four earlier on, and this was followed by Life on the Ocean Wave and an announcement which said, "This is the St. Helena Government Broadcasting Service operating in the medium wave band on a frequency of 1511 kilohertz, 200 meters. That text had to be registered with the World Radio and Television Handbook in the UK, and that could not change without permission from London, and 1 year's notice had to be given in advance. However, for that official opening, the following programs took the ear. 09:55 that morning, Bells and Carols, followed by Murphy's Christmas Dinner at 10:05. Then came Down Main Street and a visit to the hospital at 10:50. At 11:20, Christmas with Cliff Richard by Roland Whiting, and I mentioned that man's name further up the line when he got involved initially in the station, and he was the chief engineer of the DWRS. Every year since 1967, the birthday of Radio St. Helena is always celebrated with special programs throughout the day leading up to and after the 25th of December by voluntary presenters. This has always been a time when both listeners and presenters look forward to the occasion. Sadly, it has been taken away. Prior to the opening of Radio St. Helena on the 25th of December 1967, or as it was called, the St. Helena Government Broadcasting Service, Cable and Wireless Limited also broadcast from their Bryars headquarters. They relayed the BBC World Service to the island. In the St. Helena Wirebird magazine of the 15th of May 1965, this is what it says. Cable and Wireless wish to announce that subject to transmitter availability, and as an experiment, they are relaying BBC World Service daily during the hours of 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. and from 5:45 p.m. to 8:45 p.m. The broadcast may be heard on 92-meter band shortwave, 3235 kilocycles. Listeners were invited to send their reports on the program's strength and quality, the time and date when the program was heard. A farewell broadcast by Mr. E. Armstrong, MP, Parliamentary Private Secretary to the Secretary of State for the Colonies, and Sir Howard Harrison, MP, were also broadcast from Cable and Wireless on Sunday, the 1st of August at 7 p.m. Very soon afterwards, Cable and Wireless ceased this transmission and was left. And it says it dropped out. So we're going to play a piece of music called Dropout.
Ladies and gentlemen, what you about to hear, is a manifestation of our reality. This is a conscious movement, yes. The band's by the name of Japheth. But this song right here is by the name of Drop It. Good vibes, good vibe, good times, yeah. There are hard times,
we must go through to feel the pain and to carry the bruise. We must learn the right things to know the wrong. So won't you listen to the words of the song? Then you'll look forward to good times, good time, good vibes, yeah. We're singing, yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm talking about good times, good time, good vibes, yeah. Whoa, whoa, yeah, yeah, yeah. And when I hear the bass, heavy and strong, it reminds me of a long, long time ago. When my mama said, there is nothing to this life. Just know who you are and where you're going. Then you look forward to good times, good time, good vibes, yeah.
Problems go. You got boyfriend problems better. And all that baby mama drama just. And all that baby daddy drama better. And if you just can't handle it, then find yourselves, y'all. Just believe. We're talking about good vibes. Good vibe, good times, yeah.
Talking all about the good times and singing about the good times. It's nearly over as we look at the clock, and it tells me 22 minutes before the hour of 12 o'clock, and at 12 we will close. Now, this station, Radio St. Helena, has been kept locally, the community of St. Helena, in touch since 1967, and that is a long time. Somewhere I read a few days ago that Simon Pipe wrote that Tony Liu built the radio station from the ground up. Well, that isn't true. I came on the scene at about 1973 in May of that year, and I worked as a manager of Radio St. Helena's for 29 years, from 1973 until I retired. Radio St. Helena, to me, was my second home for 29 years. I worked long hours to make sure that the quality of programs, regardless of the type, was of the highest standard, and the station was doing what it's supposed to do for the people of the community. A radio station is always a very busy workplace where deadlines have to be met. And the clock is always looking at you, and you have to look at the clock and make quite sure that the most important tool, which is the clock, is on time as well. Programs had to be checked, the equipment properly maintained, and people trained. Working in Radio St. Helena such as this was exciting and, to me, very rewarding. During my 29 years as manager, I can say that I've met some very important people, have seen a lot of places, and have dealt with dozens of projects that gave me job fulfillment and satisfaction. Each employee had the opportunity of meeting and speaking to many people in all walks of life. I can honestly say that Radio St. Helena started off with very little in the line of material and equipment, but by the time I left in 2002, the station had developed tenfold with the help of so many people both here and overseas. I would like to pay tribute to all who have worked with me and for over the years, and also my superiors. Let's not forget those voluntary presenters who were able to keep the station going with their wit and expertise in broadcasting that came by following the guidelines and rules of the station. Without you, this station would not exist. Only listeners can be the judge, but I do honestly believe that this station rose to the challenge and catered for all ages groups of the island. I don't think any employee can honestly say that it has been all doom and gloom. There have been many exciting occasions in meeting people from all walks of life, being involved in outside broadcasts, concerts, Miss St. Helena contest, the St. Helena Day celebrations, visiting ships and yachts and submarines and oil rigs. The success of Radio St. Helena throughout the years is due to dedicated staff and teamwork. The radio station that was set up by the St. Helena government is now being closed by the St. Helena government. There are many regular and faithful radio listeners who are still asking, why is the station closing down and another station starting up? To me, the reason is still unclear. What has been done cannot be undone. That is the last hour in the day for the station to be on air. There is an old saying that mother knows best, and in this case, government claims to know better. In a few minutes' time, as I look at the clock, it's 18 minutes before 12, and the transmitters will be switched off for the last time on St. Helena. I'll leave those last few minutes to for you to just think about what I've just said, because in about 15 minutes from now, the final close down will take place.
Chance to fly.
story of love. Now, I would just like to say that in a couple of minutes' time, we will be looking at closing the station. But I mentioned earlier on about things that were collected here on tape, on cassette, on record, and now we are doing it digitally. But our archives has been lost, or just about, it's not in any form. But what I came up with, or somebody came up to me just yesterday and say, you know, I've got a recording of something that I would like you to use on the last program on Radio St. Helena. I said, fine, what is it? It's called Operating 1548. Now, for a number of years, there used to be competitions in schools for children to write songs or poetry and to read them. And one lady or a group of ladies were able to get together and not only write the song, but they actually sang the song and played the music to it. And this song is all about me. So I'd like to play for you a song from 1981, I think it was, and it's Betty Crowe who composed this piece of music for the St. Helena Song Competition at that time.
Proceed to St. Paul's Cemetery on a very old.
Well, here's the local news, and that was specially written by Betty Crowe. It was composed by her as well. And it was one of the songs that won first prize, maybe, in the St. Helena Song Competition of 1981. It's exactly 10 minutes before the hour of 12 o'clock, and we've got a whole host of people here, past voluntary producers, photographers, and few other people who have come up to bid farewell to Radio St. Helena, and we still have some minutes to go. At 5 minutes before the kickoff time or the close down time, we'll all have a little cheerio to say. So if you're listening on 1548, the countdown is now on. It's 9 minutes before the hour of 12 o'clock. You know, over a year, it was officially announced that this station will close down and another new one will take over with three channels, giving listeners a choice of listening to the BBC and a musical channel 24/7, and a channel giving the same type of programs equivalent to that of Radio St. Helena. Let that be so, and it is now a year overdue. But I wish the new station great success. I would like to thank everybody from the bottom of my heart for giving me their support throughout the time I've been involved in Radio St. Helena. And I've just had a message from Mike Olson down at the closing of St. Event that took place just recently. And he's listening to the closing of Radio St. Helena now. And he wish everybody their best regards. And thank you, Mike, for your support as well. And invaluable support at times as well, especially when you were CEO at Radio St. Helena. So let me play one other piece of music before we actually close down.
Everywhere do you, I swear, can you feel you don't have to be alone? Love.
Love is everywhere. It's 5 minutes before 12 o'clock, five minutes before midnight, and it's also 5 minutes before tomorrow. This is Tony Liu. I've been here since 10 o'clock transmitting a special program. And thank you to everyone who asked me and all the bits and pieces that I was able to collect with the help of so many people to bring that final transmission to you tonight. I would like you to listen to this and just reminisce. How often have you heard it? You have heard it many times, but not as often as the call-ups. Is the St. Helena Government Broadcasting Service. We have been operating on a frequency of 1511 kilohertz, 200 meters in the medium wave band. 1548 kilohertz, 194 meters is the transmission that we've got now and the frequency. That will go in a moment. In the studio, we have got at least 25 people who are dedicated to Radio St. Helena, have watched St. Helena grow and now watch it dissolve. It's time for me to say goodbye and thank you very much indeed. And I go with a heavy heart. I would like to play this. Well, that's it. The Big Ben, it's 2 minutes before 12 o'clock, and these people here would like to say cheerio as well.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Cheerio.
This is Radio St. Helena now closing down.